The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Sota has been dedicated by our good friends and Talmid, Mr. Haimi and Dina Dana, Hashem Yishmonem V'Chayim, for the success of their children, and especially the Fu'as Shelema Moshe Ben Dina, ולעילוי נשמת יוסף בן סרינה, דוד בן פרידה, נעיר בן זוהרה, משה בן פייגה רות, שרה בת אסתר, פייגה רות בת אסתר, אל אסתר בת יוכבת. רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן, אמן. תזכו למצוות.
דף ממדלת, תראה איזה דף is being studied. לעילו נשמת מרת זקנתי יפה בת שרה ומור זקני יוסף בן שרה רבחם בן אסתר רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן אמן נפואה שלמה משה בן דינה שרה רוחמה בת רחל ושרה בת רחל אין לה לפעלה להם רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף ורועתם כרובה לבוא וכן ירסו ונאמר אמן. We begin today's daf on daf mem gimal amud bet, and we are starting two lines or three lines from the bottom. Amar bi Yitzhak, Amar bi Yohanan, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Yalda, Hapechuta mitefach, Ena mekadeshet et hazera'im. So in order to understand this, we need an introduction. We know according to the Torah, there's a concept that's called Kedeh HaKerem. Kedeh HaKerem means that you're not allowed to plant in the same area a vine, which is grapes, with another species. So therefore the question over here is, according to the Torah law, according to some shittot, from the Torah the only items that are asur is the anavim, the grape, with, let's say, another type of species like kanbus and luf. Those are the two species that are asur from the Torah. Grapes and kanbus and luf, those are different types of species. Those are asur in the Torah. However, sha'ar zira'im, other types of species, are only asur midrabbanan. It's asur, but midrabbanan. Again, to plant them together. So now the question is like this. Let's say you have another species, not luf, not kanbus, but it's a very small tree. It's a yalda, it's very small. So the hachamim were not gozer on kilayim in such a case, because since the tree is very small, so therefore the hachamim were not concerned. So the Gemara says, yalda pehuta mitefach ena mekadeshet et hazera'im. Vahani mile shetayim keneged shetayim vachat yoseh zanav. That's only talking about if it's in a small area, which means you have, let's say, two trees parallel to two trees, and then one like a tail, like we saw in the picture of Rashi on the Amud Rishon, that he had that picture of two keneged two, and then one, which means when it's a small little area, the rabbis will not gozer because it's a very low tree. Aval kulo kerem magdish. But if the whole kerem is like that, it's a whole big field with grapes, and you have this species, another species, that's asumed rabbanam, even though they're very small, is going to be asur. As she says, aval kula kerem gadol, shehi shiflat koma hu'il v'hashiva gazur aliyah. Since it's hashuv, the whole field's a lot, the rabbis were gozer. V'amar bi Yitzhak, amar bi Yohanan, mishum rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, met tofes arba amot letum'a. Which means, look at the top Rashi. Hachamim gazur, the rabbis made a gezera. Shehamet metameh. Kol nichnas b'arba amot, amotav. Anybody that comes within four amot of the met, he becomes tameh. What's the reason? Kedei shelo yergilu ochle taharot nikarev lo. Because we're concerned, let's say you're going to have people that eat taharot, let's say kohanim that eat terumah, let's say. If you're going to tell him he can go right up to the met, what's going to happen? V'yes savur shelo ehil. He's going to go close to it. He's going to think that he didn't go over the met. V'yesh lahu shema yefshot yado v'yahil. Maybe by mistake he's going to put his hand over the met, and that's an ohel. V'elav adateh. And therefore, he's not going to know about it. So therefore, the Hakami made a gezerah that within four amot of the met, it is asur to come. And therefore, if somebody comes with the four amot, they said tameh. So comes the Gemara and says, Vetana tuna, which means, we learned this over here, this statement, we learned it in the Mishnah, in Masechet Aholot. Now, in order to understand this Mishnah and Aholot, we just need to give you an introduction. In the olden days, when they used to bury their Metim. They used to bury them in a cave in the binyan. It was called like a kuch. Kuch means they used to make like a hole in the wall. And they used to, let's say, put like the mit in the cave itself, and they put them in the wall. Now, in front of the cave, they used to build like a little area before the cave itself that they would walk into. So now we're discussing, if let's say somebody walks into that little area before the cave, but he's within 4 amot of the kever. However, that Gemara is going to say from the Mishnah that since you're in a separate room, even though you're within 4 amot of the kever, it's okay. Why? Because it's nikar. Because since you're in a separate room over there, and there's mechitzot nikarot, there's walls that are noticeable, so the rabbis would not gozer in the outer room in front of the me'ara. So we're going to have a machloket b'tshamayin b'tilel, how big does that outer room have to be? So it says in the Mishnah, Haser HaKever, that's the Haser, that's the courtyard that stands outside of the area where the Metim are buried. HaOmed Betochah, a person standing in that Haser, even though he's within 4 Amot of the Kever, Tahor. Why? Vehu Shiyehu Ba 4 Amot. So long as it's 4 Amot, Devrei Bet Shammai. Why? Because 4 Amot is Makom Hashuv. And therefore it's considered a separate entity. Therefore, the person's not tameh. Betelel omrim, arba'a tefahim. Betelel mo mekel. Even if it's only 4 tefahim, it's considered a separate entity, and therefore those that are standing in there are not mekabel tuma. Bame devarim amurim, shepetha milema'la. Aval, petha min asad, devrei akol, arba'a amot. The Gemara says something over here that's strange, and the Gemara is going to retract on it immediately. But the Gemara wants to say like this. When do we say that we have a mahloket? If it's 4 tefahim or 4 amot, that's petham lemala, which means sometimes you would have the entrance, this haser, you would enter it from the top, which means there was a hole on the top, and you'd have to climb over it and go down the hole. And then how do you get out? You climb the wall and you go out from the top. So when it's such a room, then you have a mahloket if it's 4 tefahim or 4 amot. However, if it's petham and asad, if it's a regular haser where you walk in from the side entrance, everybody says it has to be 4 amot. So comes the Gemara and says, what do you mean? Klapela ya. Adraba, the opposite. Adrab minasad midadir venafik. Midemala ifshar de la mahil. Which means on the contrary, which is when you're going from the side, there should be more room to be mekel, that it's a separate entity, even if it's only 4 tefahim according to Beit Hillel. Why? Because you enter it and you walk out the same entrance. There's no gezerah that you might come to be ma'ahil on the mit. You're not going to come close to the mit. You're walking to a side entrance. However, when the hole is on top, how do you climb out of the hole? You got to climb on the walls. So there's a bigger concern that what are you going to do? As you're climbing up the wall, your hand might go over the kever and become tameh. So there's more room to be mahmir in a petom milemala. Therefore, everybody's going to hold that petom milemala. That has to be 4 amot. You need more space in order to give a guy a chance to climb out, so he's not going to be ma'ahil. But if it's petom and asad, then Betele will tell you even 4 tefahim. There's more room to be lenient in petom and asad than petom milemala. Again, I explained, because when it's milemala, you're climbing up. As you're climbing up, what's going to happen? You're trying to grip the wall. As you're grabbing, your hand's going to be ma'ahil over the mit. So therefore, you need bigger area. So when it's petom milemala, everybody says you need 4 amot. However, with petom and asad, then you're going to have a mahloket. So that's coming along, comes along and says, "Ela b'me devamani mamurim that you have a mahloket b'tshamay b'tilish shepetam and asad." Ava petam lemaala arba amot. Everybody says you need 4 amot because you need bigger area in order that you're not going to come to be ma'hil when you're climbing out. V'hani mili haser akever demesayma mihista. The only subject that we discuss over there is tahor within 4 amot. That's because you're in a haser where you have mihisot and nikarot, where the guy's going to remember not to be ma'hil. It's a separate entity. Aval mit ve'alma tafiz. But without a haser, a mit itself within 4 amot, it's tofes, and therefore the guy's going to be tameh, again gezerah, that he might come to be ma'hil over the kever. So therefore we've proven the shita of Rabbi Eliezer that says that a mit is tofes arba amot letuma, only in the haser, which is a separate entity, with a more lenient. Comes the Gemara and continues what the Kohen Mashuach Milchama used to tell the soldiers. Miyaish asher eras isha. Right, who is the man that got engaged to a lady? Yeshuv yelech lebeto, he goes back home. Tanu Rabbanan asher eras. It says that what? That he got engaged. Ehad me'ares the betula, ve'ehad me'ares the almana. Whether she's a betula, whether she's an almana, ve'ehad shomeret yavam. Or let's say he's a yavam and he's waiting to fulfill the mitzvah of yibum on his brother's wife. Ve'afilu hamisha achin. Even if there's five brothers, umet ehad mim b'milchama, and one of the brothers dies, so now all the other four brothers have a chance to fulfill the mitzvah of yibum. Kulan hozrim. They all go back because each one is shayak to fulfill the mitzvah of yibum. So comes the Gemara and says, lo lakah velo lekaha, which is the pasuk says, umiyaish asher eras isha velo lekaha. So the Gemara's doresh lekaha, which means it's maspa, you didn't take this girl. Maspa, certain girls are going to exempt you from the war, but certain are not. So what is the lekaha? Come in perat. Perat almana lekohen gadol, girusha v'halusa lekohen ejot. Mamzeret v'netina l'Yisrael, bat Yisrael l'mamzer v'lanatin. What's the common denominator? All these cases are isur. A kohen gadol cannot marry, obviously, an almana. Kohen ejot cannot marry girusha v'halutza. Mamzeret to a Yisrael, or a netina to Yisrael, or bat Yisrael to mamzer or natin. The natin are the giv'onim in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, that after they tricked Bnei Yisrael, Yeshua ben Nun made them chotvei esim v'shoavei mayim. He made them wood choppers and drawers of water, and they were not accepted to come into the kahal. In any event, the Torah is coming to teach us only lekaha, only if it's a kosher marriage, then you already have an exemption. But if, let's say, one guy comes along and says, yes, I just got engaged to a mamzeret, he has to go fight in the war, that's not going to exempt him. So the Gemara, and they learn that from the word lekaha. The Gemara says, lema, they look at the Biyosei Gilili. Dehi the Biyosei Gilili, ha'amar, hayyare, v'racha lebab, zeh mityare me'averot shebiyado. The Biyosei Gilili, we're going to learn in the next Mishnah, when the Shotrim used to say, mi'aish, hayyare, v'racha lebab. Whoever's scared, go home. So the Biyosei Gilili says, what do you mean scared? So he learned scared from sins. Somebody has sins, he's scared that he's going to die in the war. So the Biyosei Gilili says, anybody that has any averot, you go home. So therefore, I don't need this derasha of lekaha to tell me if somebody married isur, he still has to fight in the war. That's already, we know, he's exempt from another pasuk. He's exempt from the pasuk hayareh v'racha levav. Which means, you're telling me that what? Only if it's a legal marriage, then he's exempt. But if it's an illegal marriage, he has to go fight. That cannot be going to be Yosei Gilili. Because according to be Yosei Gilili, if he has avera, that's hayareh v'racha levav, so he goes home. So comes the Gemara, says, afilu temer b'yosei gilili, kederaba, damar rabba, le'olam eno hayab ad shiyiv'ol. Which means, according to Rabba, Rabba has a very interesting shita, by let's say an almana to a kohen gadol. He says, there's no isur in the kiddushin. The isur only comes at the time of the bi'ah. And therefore, if a person, let's say, got engaged, it's not an avera, according to Rabba. He didn't make an avera. So therefore, he'll have to go fight the war. So how do you know that? Because it says, lekaha prat le'almanat rekoen gadol. And it's not an avera yet, because the avera is not until the actual bi'ah. Ma ta'am lo yikah, mishum lo yihalil. Which means, when the Torah says, lo yikah ve'lo yihalil, there's no isur on lo yikah for an almanat to a kohen gadol. The only reason why it's lo yikah, because it can lead to halalim. It could lead to making the lady a halala. When a kohen gadol goes with an almanah, she becomes a halala, and all the kids become halalim. Or let's say a kohen idiot, the children become halalim, as well as the lady becomes a halala. So when the Torah says lo yikah, it's not an isur lo yikah. The reason why it says lo yikah is shelo yihalel, because it's going to lead to make halalim, but it's only isur after the biyah. Mishum hache eno loke ad shiyibol. Therefore, according to Rabba, the isur is only until the biyah itself, and therefore it's not avera. So therefore, when he says mi aisha yerev rakalevav, mi daishyarem averot biyado, he didn't do an avera. It's no isur. He only got engaged. So the Torah comes along and says, and since this engagement is illegal, because it's not that's likaha, it's coming to exclude a different type of marriage, engagement to almanan, who is yisurim, so therefore, he must go fight in the war. Comes the Gemara and says, Tanu Rabbanan, Asher Bana. Right? It says, whoever built a house. Then it says, Asher Nata, whoever planted a vineyard, a garden. Asher Eras, and then whoever got engaged. Limda Torah Derech Eres. The Torah is teaching us the way of life. Shivne Adam Bayit. First, the person is supposed to what? Build a house. Viyita Kerim. After he builds a house, he makes for himself a Kerim, which means now he has a livelihood. And then what? Veharkach Yisa Isha. And then only after that, he's able to get married, which makes sense in that way. Ve'av Shlomo Amar B'chokmato. Shlomo Amelech said in Mishle, Hachin Bachutz Melachtecha Ve'atedah Basadeh Lach Achar Ubanita Betecha. So the Gemara's Doresh, Hachin Bachutz Melachtecha Ze Bayit. That's the referring to the house, which means the person first has to prepare for himself a house. Ve'ateda basadeh lecha, and then go into the field, ze kerem. Aha, and only after that, ubanita betecha, then you build your home, that's referring to your family. Zu isha, that's referring to the wife. Davar acher, gebaraz doresh this pasuk in a different way. Achen bachutz melechtecha ze mikra. Which is first, you have to start in your life studying humash, mikra. Then you go into the field, zim mishnah. That's already needs more amilut, needs more toiling. Ahar ubanita betecha, zeh gemara. Which means, that's the gemara, which is the building of the house. Rashi says, latet sevara lehavin betameh mishnah v'halakha kedvrei mi. Which means, what's the gemara? Sevarot. So you know exactly the reasons why this one says this, what's the logic of that, and who's the halakha like. So that's the final stage, mikra, Mishnah, and then of course you go to the Gemara. Davar acher, hachin b'chutz melechtecha ze mikra u'mishnah. V'atida b'sadelach, and then you set up the field, ze Gemara. Aharu banita betecha, elu ma'asim tovim. Then you have to do good deeds. Which is not enough to learn, just to learn mikra, mishnah, and Gemara. Lo ha'midrash ikar, the Mishnah Pirkei Avot says, Ela ma'aseh. Therefore, all these things are supposed to lead to what? To the ma'asim tovim. Comes the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer ben Oshter ben Yosef Galili Omer, Hachen ba'chutz melechtecha, ze mikra u'mishnah ve'gemara. Ve'atida b'sedeh lach, elu ma'asim tovim. Ahar u'banita betecha, drosh ve'kabel sachar. Which means, even after you learn the whole Torah, drosh ve'kabel sachar. You learn it again. Even though you know it already, that's bebchinat drosh v'kabel sachar, which means review it again and you will receive reward. Which means the repeating of the studying of Torah, going deeper and deeper into it, that already will bring a person to a higher madriga. Comes the Gemara and continues. Ve'elu she'enam chozrim habone bet she'ar. Okay, so we learned in the Mishnah, habone bayit al mechono. What does that mean? He had a house, he took apart his house and he rebuilt it. And he rebuilt it exactly the same way it was in the beginning. So since he didn't add to the house, that's considered already an old house. So therefore he doesn't get exempted. However, there's Tana, imusiv bo dimus echad. Chozer. Rashi says, what is dimus? Shura shel abanim. Even if he adds one row of bricks, of stones, o begova, o be'ovi, whether it's high or in the depth of it, the thickness of it, tu la'avi al mechono, ve'charinan be'chadash. That is already considered a new house. Which means if you make even the littlest addition to the house, that's considered already new, and therefore he is exempt from the war. Come to Gemara Ketuz Abili Aizel Omer. Af bone bayit lebenim besharon lo haya chozer. Rabbi Eliezer, if a person builds a house in the Sharon area out of bricks, lo haya chozer. That's not considered a house. Why? Tana mipnei shemehadeshin oto pa'amayim b'shavua. Because every 7 years you have to build it twice. Why? Because the ground over there wasn't good. It could not hold the house. It doesn't have a good foundation. So what happens? It's a shaky land. So what happens? It keeps on falling, the house. That's not considered binyan kavua. And therefore, if you build a bayit of the benim in the Sharon, lo chazer me'orchem el kam ma'amil amam. It means you have to go out to the war. Ve'elu she'en zazim mekomam. Bana bayit hadash v'anakot. Taru rabbanan. Isha chadasha. The pasuk says, if a person gets married, and the language of the pasuk is Isha Hadasha, like it says, Umiya Isha Shira Natakere Velo Halelo Yelech Vyashov Levito Penyamud Mahamav Isha Halelenu. Then the pasuk says, Ki Yikach Ish Isha Hadasha Lo Yeseba Saba. He does not go out to the war. So the Gemara's Doresh, Isha Hadasha, Eni Ela Isha Hadasha. That's Masra, she's a new lady with the first marriage. Almana Ugrusha Minayin. How do you know if he takes it saying Almana, that she was married already? Ugrusha, she was divorced. How do you know also he doesn't go to war? Tamud Lomar, Isha. Mikol Makom, forget about Hadasha. Isha, it says alone, Mikol Kon, any type of lady. If Ken Mat Tamud Lomar, Isha Hadasha. So what's Hadasha teach me? Mi Shahadshalo, that she's new to him. Yatsa Ma'zir Girushato, She'en Hadashalo. Ma'zir Girushato, he was married to already. So such a lady that he was married to already is not going to exempt him from the, it has to be Hadasha. And this lady is not Hadashalo because it's Ma'zir Girushato. Taru Rabbanam, the Pasuk says, Lo Yese Basaba. Yachol Basaba Hu Lo Yese. Aval Yespik Ma'imu Mazon Vitekena Derechim. Which means maybe you'll tell me if a guy got married, he's exempt from the war, but maybe he has to still volunteer, he has to be part of the effort, meaning to give water and food to the soldiers, and he has to involve himself in fixing the roads like the other people. Tamud Omar Velo Ya'avor Alav. It says he will not go out at all, Lechol Davar, which means, the Pasuk says, Velo Ya'avor Alav Lechol Davar, which means nothing, he goes out for nothing. Yachol She'ani Marbe Afabone Bayit. Maybe you'll tell me that this includes also a guy who built his house, but did not yet inaugurate it yet. Or let's say he planted a kerem, it's in the first 3 years yet. Or he's only, let's say, engaged. Are they also exempt from all service? Tamud Omar Alav. Alav yata ma'avir alaval ata ma'avir alahirim. Which means, yeah, this guy, the guy that gets married, he's totally exempt. However, the others that we mentioned, they're not totally exempt. They might not have to fight, but they have to go back and volunteer to supply water and mazon and fix the roads. Umehar dichtiv lo yavor. Once it tells me already, lo yavor, he doesn't go out. Lo yitze batzaba lamali. What is the position to say he doesn't go out to the war? You told me already, lo yavor. So it says, la'avor ala b'shne lavin. That comes and tells me that he's going to transgress, not one lav, but he's going to transgress two lavs, which means, if he goes to the war, it says, lo yetze basaba and lo ya'avor alav. Which means it comes and tells me there's going to be two isurim, that if this hatan that just got married goes out to fight, he is going to make an isur. Which means, according to Harambam, even if he goes out, l'sapik ma'im u'mazon, not only to the war, even if he goes out for that, he still gets two levin. However, according to the Ramban, only if he goes out to the war, there's two levin. But if he goes out to supply water, he does not get a lav. That is the machloket amongst the Rishonim. Comes the Mishnah. V'yasefu ha-shoterim l'daber el'am. So says the shoterim continue to speak to the people. Rabbi Akiva omer, hayare v'racha lebab. They say, who is the person that's scared and soft-hearted? Kemashma'o, meaning it's a pasut, peshutot kemashma'o, which means what? That means he's scared. What does it mean he's scared? She'enu yachol la'amod b'keshrei ha'milhama v'lirot cherev shilufa. He's scared, he cannot see the soldiers that are standing, you know, lining up over there. Of course, the soldiers used to stand sifufim. All the soldiers, the army, the Jewish army, let's say, would stand very close to each other in order that the enemies would not be able to divide us. And therefore, the guy's scared, he sees everybody lining up, he sees the swords that are being now taken out. So he gets scared, he goes home, because we don't want him to weaken the morale of the other soldiers. The guy we're talking about over here, what is he scared of? He's scared of certain sins that he has. Which means, the Bein Ish Chai says, Averot shebiyado. Maze biyado? Napuke averot shebimachshava. Which is only action in action that he did. But if he had, let's say, a machshava that's not a good act, that's already not going to be enough reason for him to go back. In any event, comes the Mishnah and says, Lefichach, Talta lo at Torah et kol elu, Shiyazor biglalan. So the Yosef Galili comes along and says a Hiddush. He says like this, we don't want to embarrass the sinner. What's going to happen over here if the Kohen says, whoever has a avon, go back home. So the people are going to be embarrassed, everybody's going to know who made a sin. So he says, that's why you made all the other exemptions. All these people over here are just to cover up that when the sinner goes back, Nobody will know why he's going back anymore. They'll think he's going back because he built the house. They'll think he's going back because maybe he planted a field. So therefore, in order not to embarrass the sinners, so therefore they make the announcement on the other people as well. To cover up, not to embarrass the person that made the avon. Rabbi Yose Omer, Almana lekoen gadol, Girusha v'halutza lekoen idiot, Mamzeret untina l'Yisrael, Bat Yisrael l'mamzer ul'natin, Hareu ayare v'rach alebab. Rabbi Yose comes along and says that when it says Averot Shebiyado, it's talking about Averot that are Asur Min HaTorah. What is Averot Asur Min HaTorah? Like an Almanat to a Kohen Gadol, like a Kohen Jot to a Girushan Halutza, like a Mamzeret to Yisrael, or Bat Yisrael to a Mamzeret Natin, which means Rabbi Yosei agrees with Rabbi Akiva that Hayareh V'rach HaLebab is Averot Shebiyado. But the Mahloket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosei, Rabbi Akiva says even Averot Mid Rabbanan. And Rabbi Yosei comes along and says, only Averot Deoraita. The Gemara continues, Mishnah continues, that what? It says, V'haya kechalot ha-shotirim ledaber el ha'am, ufakedu sare sevaot berosh ha'am. They would put sare sevaot, like officers, at the head of the army, and the Mishnah says, uba'akevo shel ha'am. And besides in front, they would also put them in behind. Why? That she says, in order that they don't run away. You don't want the soldiers at the end to get scared and they're going to run backwards. So you'd have these officers standing at the end of the row over there in order to make sure that they do not run away from the war. And the Mishnah explains, Ma'amidim zikifin lifnehem, which means you put Anashim Giburim, strong people, that what? If let's say somebody faints or somebody falls in the front of the wall, so you lift them up and carry him up again to give him Hizuk. And you put these strong guys behind in the back. They were holding over their metal rods in the hand. Anybody wants to go back and not fight? So these officers have a right, they have a heter, they can take these metal rods, and they can hit their legs of these people in order to make sure that they go. The Gemara says, why? Why can they hit them? Let them go home. No, shetehilat nisa nifila. The Gemara is going to say, really, tehilat nifila nisa. The Gemara is going to change the girsa, which means, well, the beginning of the downfall of an army is when they start to run, when they retreat. Now what happens when the army sees that some of its soldiers are retreating, they get scared. Now everybody starts to retreat. And then what ends up happening? They lose. So therefore, the soldiers that are standing in the back, if they have any weakness, these guys, the officers, they take out their sticks and they start to hit them in order to make sure, because we don't want the morale of the army to become weakened. Comes the Mishnah and explains this from a Pasuk Shnei Emar. Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. Nas Yisrael lifnei Pelishtim, v'gam magefa gedola hayta ba'am. Which means once already the Jews ran away from the Pelishtim, they're scared. Already magefa gedola hayta ba'am. Then already the great magefa came. That was in the times of Eliyah Kohen. So what do you learn over here? It also says what? Udhalanu omer. It says further, v'yanusu anchei yisrael lifnei Pelishtim, v'yipelu halalim. When they ran away, so there were many casualties. Bamid devarim amurim, which is that which we said, that all these people are exempt from going to the war. Bamid devarim amurim b'milchamot ha-reshut. That's only talking about milchamot ha-reshut. We will wait for the Gemara to tell us what is milchamot ha-reshut. The Gemara is going to tell us that. About b'milchamot mitzvah, hakol yotzin. Everybody goes out of Milchamet Mitzvah. Even a Hatan from his room and even a Kala from the Chupa, everybody has to go out and fight these words. Fight in these wars. Comes the Gemara and says, Mishnah, Amar Biyuda, Bamedavarim Amurim, Bimilchamot Mitzvah. That which we say you have these exemptions is Milchamet Mitzvah. We will wait for the Gemara to explain the mahlok between Tarakama and Rabbi Yehuda. But now let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. We said that we have a mahlok between Rabbi Yosei Agilili that came along and said what? That what? Hayarev and Rabbi Yosei. They both said Hayarev is talking about Averot Shebiyado. So comes the Gemara and says, "May ika ben Rabbi Yosef Agilili, ika benayu averad Rabbanan," which means, according to Rabbi Yosef Agilili, Hoser, because he said averot shebiyado, doesn't matter, ben de oraita ben de Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosef gave examples: Almana, Kohen Gadol, Kohen Ejot, Tegerusha, Vehalutza. Those are isud de oraita. So we have a fantastic mahalok between the Tanaim, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Agilili. If on a mitzvah, Rabbanan, do the soldiers go back? Averad Rabbanan, do the soldiers go back? Koit Rabbi Yosef Hozer. Or Koit Rabbi Yosef Gilili, Eno Hozer. Or exactly, sorry, Rabbi Yosef Gilili, Hozer. Koit Rabbi Yosef, Eno Hozer, only on Averot de Oraita. Keman Azla, Hadetanya, Sach ben Tefidla, Litfila, Avera, Hibi, Adobe, Hozer, Alea, Meorchem, El Hama. Keman can be Yosef Hagilili. There's a famous Gemara that says if a person talks between the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh, this is Avera Shebiyado VeChozer, and he goes back from the war. He cannot fight. Now this is an Avera Rabbanan. What's the Avera? So Rashi says because the Halakha says that a person makes the Beracha of Laniach Tefillin on the Shel Yad. According to Rashi, Laniach Tefillin goes on Ben Shel Yad, Ben Shel Rosh. But if a person Sah Ben Tefillah Letfillah, now he has to make a new Beracha on the Rosh, Al Mitzvah Tefillin. And if he doesn't make that Beracha, he's going to make an Avera. So therefore, that's Avera, because he put on Tefillin Shosh without a Beracha. That's the Avera. It's only an Avera Drabbanan, Berachot Drabbanan. So therefore, you see what? You see that even an Avera Drabbanan, Hozer. So who's that going like? Must be going like Rabbi Yosef Gilili that says Ayarev Rachelimab is Afilu Al Avera Rabbanan Man Tana Lehaditanu Rabbanan. We have a brighter Shama called Keranot. Let's say he heard the call of the Keranot of the horns of the enemy when they used to go out to fight. They used to blow the horns to scare the people. Virtia, the guy got all scared from this. Hagafat Terisim, or he heard them banging their shields like they used to go out to war and bang their shields. Virtia, he got scared. Sihsu, they were brandishing, they were sharpening, making sounds with their haravot, with their swords. Umayim shotetin al birkav, he was so scared that he's urinating in his pants. But that's what it says, shotetim lo al birkav, out of the fear. Hozer, he goes back. So the Gemara says, Keman lemar bi akivai velo rabbi Yosef. Why? Because the bi akiva says, hayarev erachalevav kemashma'o. And therefore, the guy's scared, he's shaking in his pants. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva, whereas according to Rabbi Yosef, they say only Averot, it's not Avera. So this statement that says he goes back because he's scared could be going like Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, Beha afilu Rabbi Yosef Gilili modeh, Mishum dechtiv velo yimas et levav ehav kilbabo. The Pasuk says that we don't want one soldier to cause the other soldiers to become scared and their heart's going to melt because of that. Which means, if this guy's shaking, to the extent over here, we're worried, what is it going to do to the other soldiers? Everybody agrees. We don't want him to affect everybody else because it's going to ruin the morale of the soldiers. So we tell him, even Rabbi Yosef will say, go home. That's everybody agrees because it's very, very fearful. So it says what we learned in the Mishnah. That the soldiers at the end of the line, there's a officer over there with a stick in his hand, the metal stick. That what? If they want to back out, he hits them. That they have to go. So the Mishnah's language was Shetahilat Nisa Nefila, that the beginning of running away is falling. Now the Gemara said that doesn't make any sense. Mepenei Shetahilat Nisa Nefila, the beginning of running away starts with falling. Mepenei Shetahilat Nefila Nisa, I should say the beginning of falling in the war is Nisa, is the running away. Mebaile. Gemara says you're right. Ema mepenesh tehilat nefila nisa. The beginning of the falling of the soldiers of an army is what? The running away. Now, in order to understand this piece, it's a little confusing. I'm going to try to explain it to you as clear as possible. All you have to know as an introduction to this sugya, three terminologies: milhemet reshut, milhemet mitzvah, milhemet chova. There's three terminologies. Now, you also have to know that there's no mahloket over here between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda on which wars people are exempt and on which wars there's no exemptions. It's just terminologies. One man calls it Milhemet Mitzvah and one rabbi calls it Milhemet Chovah. It's not a machloket in law, it's a machloket in the terminology that they used. And the Gemara is going to explain this over here. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Reshut the Rabbanan, which was the rabbis came along and said, when do we say you have an exemption in Milchemet Reshut? Zoi mitzvah Rabbi Yehuda, which means what Hachamim called Reshut, Rabbi Yehuda called mitzvah, but it's the same word. Just one is calling it a Reshut and one's calling it a mitzvah. Now, mitzvah the Rabbanan, the Milchemet mitzvah that the rabbi said, Zoi chobad Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda called. So it's semantic, it's just terminologies. Now the Gemara explains. Amar Abba, Milchamot Yoshua Lechabesh Devrei HaKol Chobah, which means the wars of Yoshua that he went to conquer the land, everybody agrees this is a Milchamet Chobah. Look at Rashi in the third line, second column. Beha Leka Leman Vekari Reshut. Nobody calls this a voluntary war. Da'afilu Chobah Nameita Va'osek Ba Patur Min HaMitzvah. Anybody that was fighting in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, you're exempt. This is the biggest mitzvah, and you're even exempt from doing other mitzvot. Verabanan, who delo echpat lu lekrota choba, the dayam lekrota mitzvah, which is on this type of war, everybody has to go fight. Afilu kala mechupata, afilu hatan mechidro. So the rabbis called this war Milchemet Mitzvah. Now they could have called it Chovah, but since they called the first war Reshut, so they just upgraded the other war by calling it a Mitzvah. But it's really Chovah. It's the Kota Mitzvah is Reshut. Share in Anus Rechim Elale Limsoba Ma'ala Achat. Mitzvah Legabe Reshut Ma'alai, which means the rabbis call one type of war Reshut, and the war of Yeshua Benun, that's the classic Milchemet Mitzvah. But really, in truth, it's more than a Mitzvah. It's a Chovah. Chovah is a high level. But once already, it's higher than Reshut. So the rabbis called it already Chovah, a mitzvah, and therefore everybody has to go fight. That is another type of war. I'm going to explain this again. The Gemara says another type of war. Milhamot bet David lirvaha. David HaMelech alav ha-shalom used to go to wars in order to expand the borders. As she says, Shenilham ba'aram soba. That he went and he fought in Aram Soba in Syria. Lo Sifai wanted to annex it to Eretz Israel. He wanted to get taxes from them and things like that. Everybody says that's considered reshut, which means everybody says there's no mitzvah in this war. And therefore what? Number one, whoever's fighting in this war, it's not a mitzvah. And therefore you don't have the law of Osik mitzvah, Patum and a mitzvah. And therefore, if let's say another mitzvah comes available, you have to stop the fighting in the war and go do the mitzvah, because it's not considered a mitzvah. However, what's the mahloket between the biyudar hachamim? Ki pelige lemeute ovde kokavim delo lite alayu. Which means they have a war that they're trying to kill the goyim in order to limit them in the population so they won't come and become so much, they won't come and come and attack us. That she says, ki pelige rebi yuda verabbanan bimitzvah vereshut telemor patum na mitzvah velemor hayav bilham bimilhamashi lemeute ovde kokavim delo lite alayu. Mor kari la mitzvah umor kari la. Reshut. One says it's a mitzvah and one says it's a reshut, which now I'm going to explain it to you outside. Now you know there's three types of wars. Let's review. The war of Yehoshua bin Nun, that's Milchemet Mitzvah Likul Alma. Nafka Mina, Osek B'Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. If you're fighting in the wars of Yehoshua bin Nun, you're Osek B'Mitzvah, you're Patur from another mitzvah. The wars of Yehoshua, David HaMelech, Alav HaShalom, everybody agrees that's Milchemet HaReshut. That's a voluntary war, meaning it's not a mitzvah. And therefore, if another mitzvah comes available in the middle of that war, you have to stop the war and go do the mitzvah. What's the mahloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Hachamim? Ba'ana milchama le'me'ute ovde kochavim. In order to minimize the population of the goyim. Let's say they're getting very populated and they want to minimize them so they don't come to fight against us. Oh, so on this, Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, this is considered a mitzvah. Hachamim call it over here a reshut, which means both agree. That Hatan has to go out, does not go out in this war. Hatan patur in this war. And everybody agrees also, Kala is patura in this war. She doesn't have to go out. So what's the mahloket? The mahloket is it considered a mitzvah this war or not? According to the Biyudah, it's considered a mitzvah. And therefore, Osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. According to Hachamim, it's going to be considered a reshut. And therefore, you're not going to be, if you, it's a reshut, then you're going to be hayav to do a mitzvah. Nafka mina, the Gemara says, Osek b'mitzvah, shepatur min ha-mitzvah. Which means like this. Now I'm going to go back to read the statement again. What the Gemara said above, the Gemara said like this. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Reshut Derabbanan, which is that which the rabbis called Milchemet Reshut, Zui Mitzvah Rabbi Yehuda. That same war Rabbi Yehuda called a mitzvah, which means he called a regular a war that everybody's hayav to go fight. That's considered already a war of a mitzvah. That's the war, let's say, of the goyim, the Me'ote goyim. Hakamim call that Reshut. And Rabbi Yehuda calls that mitzvah. That's the war of Lemeute Goyim. That's the only discussion we're talking about over here. Because all the other wars, Yeshua bin, everybody agrees that's a chova, and therefore you patum in a mitzvah. And everybody says David and Melech's wars, that's the shoot, and therefore you hayab in mitzvah. The machlok is Lemeute Goyim. So therefore, Hakamim called that war a reshut, and Rabbi Yehuda calls it a mitzvah. That's the machlok between the two rabbis. And then when it says mitzvah the Rabbanan, that which Hakamim called the mitzvah, that would be the war of, let's say, Yehoshua ben Nun, Zui Chodah Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda called the war of Yehoshua ben Nun Chodah. But Chodah mitzvah is the same thing. You'd be patur min mitzvah, according to most shitot. So therefore, the only mahlokah is Lemeute Goyim Nafka Mina, if you're going to be Hayav in the mitzvah at the time you're fighting. When everybody agrees that mitzvah, it's that war itself, Hatan and Kala are patur. The only war that a Hatan and Kala have to go out and fight is the wars of Yehoshua ben Nun, which is Kivush Ha'aris. And the Gemara concludes, Hadran Alach Meshua Milchama. Now we begin the ninth perek of the Masechet, perek that is called Egla Arufa. We know the law of Egla Arufa very quickly. If there's a dead body that's found between two cities, Lo No Dami Hikau, you don't know who killed him. You just see a dead body lying over there. So the Torah comes along and says that the Ziknei Betin have to come out and they have to start measuring to the closest city, and then the rabbis of that city have to come along and bring a special called Agla. They bring it to a place called Nahal Etan, and they have to kill the Agla, and they have to make a special prayer and say that this should be kapara for what happened. Now the Mishnah is going to teach us some of the laws. Agla Arufa b'lshon HaKodesh. First of all, the whole procedure of the Agla Arufa, that the Beit Din has to say Yadenu lo shafichu v'dam anaki hazeh kapir l'amecha yiseh shel patita, etc. All that has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. Shnei Emar, Ki Maseh Halal Ba'adama V'yaseu Zekeneka V'shofeteka. Now we don't know what the proof is. The Gemara is going to tell us what the proof is from this pasuk that you know it's Lashon HaKodesh. Shelosham Mibetin HaGadol Shibirushalayim. You have to have three dayanim, not stam dayanim, dayanim from the Lishkat Gazit, from the Beit Din HaGadol Virushalayim, Hayu Yotzin. They would go out and they would do the process. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hamisha. He says you need five. Shene Emar, Zekenecha. Zekenecha is how much? Shenayim. Veshofetecha, the Pasuk says, Shenayim. That's four. Ve'en Bedin Shakul, Mosifin Alein Ode'ad. We have Alachar, it says Betin cannot have an even number of judges. Otherwise, there'll be two against two. It's a tie. You need always a fifth to make a tiebreaker. So therefore, it's two and two is four. En Bedin Shakul, you cannot have an even number, so it's five. Nimsat Tamun Begal. Let's say the body was found buried under rocks, let's say rubble. Or talui be'ilan, or the dead body's hanging from a tree, or tzaf al pnei ha'mayim, was floating on the water. Lo hayu orfin. There was no egla arufa in such a case. Shnei emar ba'adama. You have to find it on the ground. Velo tamun begal, but not under the rubble. Nofel. It has to be falling on the ground. Velo talui be'ilan, but not hanging from a tree. Basadeh. The pasuk says in the field. Velo tzaf ad pnei ha'mayim, not floating on the water. Nimsas samuch lesefar. Let's say you found a dead body close to the border. All the ir shiruba of the kochavim, or you found it close to a city that the majority is of the kochavim, or the ir she'en ba bet din, or you found it close to a city that does not have a bet din, lo ayu orfin. The Gemara is going to explain the reason why these three cases, next to the border, or next to a city of goyim, or to a city that does not have a bet din, there is no egla arufa. En modidin ela le'ir sheyesh ba betin. The Mishnah concludes and says that when they're measuring, they always measure the body to the city, only to a city that has a betin in it. And the Gemara will explain. It comes to Gemara and says, "Maika Amar," which means, what does the Mishnah mean? Agla harufa b'shon haKodesh. We know that all the recitations have to be in Hebrew. Shnei Emar. What's the proof? They didn't bring me a proof. Amar Rabbi Abu Hakikamar. שנאמר וענו ואמרו, which means by the case of עגלה ערופה it says וענו ואמרו ידינו לא שפכו. Now ואולהלן הוא אומר וענו הלוויים ואמרו, which means we learned in the case over there by הר גריזים and הר עיבל, the pasuk says that the לוויים would say, and we know that the לוויים over there, we learned already, they said בלשון הקודש, so וענו ואמרו גזרה שווה. מה ענייה אמורה להלן בלשון הקודש? אף כאן בלשון הקודש. Good, so that's how the proof, so the משנה didn't tell us that, but now we know it's a גזרה שווה וענו ואמרו. וסדר עגלה ערופה כיצד? Then the משנה goes on. And what's the order of the עגלה ערופה? What's the system? כי ימצא חלל באדמה ויצאו זקניך ושופטיך. So it says the זקנים and the שופטים go out שלושה מבית דין הגדול שבירושלים היו יוצאים. Then the משנה goes on to tell us the procedure of the עגלה ערופה. רבי יהודה אומר חמישה, תנו רבנם ובריתא, ויצאו זקניך ושופטיך. זקניך שניים, because that's plural, ושופטיך שניים, ואין בית דין שקול. We know that you can add an even number of בית דין, מוסיפין עליהן עוד אחד, הרי כאן חמישה. דברי רבי יהודה, that's the opinion of רבי יהודה. Now she says, why can you have a bet din shakul? Because the Torah says, harei rabim lahatot. You always have to go after the majority. And if you have an even number of bet din, you have no harei rabim lahatot. And then even the Biyudah Shita, you need five rabbis for the Egla Arufa. The Bishamon Omer, Zekenecha Shenayim. He just is doresh the word Zekenecha. Zekenecha is two. Then bet din shakul, Vosfir al-Odehad, Rekan Chelosha. So according to the Bishamon, he's not doresh the word Shofetecha. He just doresh the word Zekenecha. The Bishamon Name, Haketi Veshofetecha. What is the Bishamon do with the word Veshofetecha? Oh, Mivaele, Limyuhadin Shebeshofetecha. They're not Stam judges. You need Miyuhadim from the Shkat Gazit, from Yerushalayim, from the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Shofetecha means the judges. So therefore, Zekenecha teaches me how many. Shofetecha teaches me which type of judges. So 2 + 1, because in Bedin Shakul, which type of one? Miyuhadim. Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Yehuda know they have to be miyuhadim? Mizikne zekenecha nafka, which means the pasuk just could have written zikne. From the fact that it said zekenecha, it's miyuhadim shebe zekenecha. So therefore, zekenecha teaches you two things according to Rabbi Yehuda. Number one, you need two. And Shofetecha teaches me too. And from Zekenecha, the special ones, I learned that they have to be miyuhadim. Rabbi Shimon, Iketiv Rachmana Zikne. If the Torah just would have written the word Zikne, Hava Amina Afilu Zikne Ashuk, I would say, even the old people from the marketplace, even if they're not in the Sanhedrin, Zekenim Stam, Hakamim, old people somewhere, Zekenim, not even Sanhedrin. So Ketiv Rachmana Zekenecha, to teach me what? They cannot just be scholars, they have to be from the Sanhedrin. Viketiv Rachmana Zekenecha, if it just said Zekenecha, Hava Amina Afilu Sanhedrin. I would say even Zikr Sanhedrin, meaning Sanhedrin of 23. Ketiv Rachmana Veshofetecha Lemiyuhadim Shemeshofetecha. So again, according to the B, Shimon, you need the word Shofetecha to teach me Dafka Miyuhadim. Rabbi Yehuda Gamar Zikne Zikne Mizikne Ha'idah. He says, no, having Gezerah Shava. It says the word Zikneh by Egla Arufa. And it says the word Zikneh by the case of Pari Ilim Davar. That's a case over there where, let's say, you have the Kohen makes a halakha. Right? Or Zaken, let's say, makes a halakha. And he made a mistake. And all the Sibur, let's say, followed him. So the halakha says he has to bring a Pari Ilim Davar. And who brings the Pari Ilim Davar to Sibur? It says over there that it's brought by the Zekenim. So therefore, just like over there, it's talking about just like by Bar Ha'ilim Davar, when they're bringing this special Qurban, when they made a mistake, when the Sanhedrin made a mistake in Halakha, and everybody followed it, so they have to make a Kapara. So it says the Zekenim have to bring Kapara. Which type of Zekenim is that? Miyuhadim. So Afka Miyuhadim Shibaida. So therefore, according to the B Shimon Yehuda, he doesn't need the word Shofetecha. He knows it already from Zikneh. Zikneh, Zikneh, having his Rasha Vat Pari Alim Davat Shasibur. Kibra's the wait. I Gamar Ligmera Lichula Milta. Me'atam. Which means, once already you tell me you learned from Pari Alim Davat Shasibur, already we know over there was five judges. So once you tell me over there was five judges, just learn Zikneh, Zikneh to teach me five judges over here. Zikenecha Veshofetecha Lamali. According to the Bishamon, what do you need even the word? Zikenecha Veshofetecha. Just make it Gezerah Shalah Zikneh, Zikneh. And just look over there, I know you need five. So to over here you need five also. That she says, Ligma, Ligamra, Likulam, Tamatam, Dehara, Biyuda, Atam, Namehamisha Kamar. the Alif Lamikra. So over there, Masechet Sanhedrin, they learn that the Pare Alim the Dabar Shel Sibur needs five judges. So once already you tell me that you learn from Zikneh Zikneh, that's Miyuhadim. Learn everything from Zikneh Zikneh. Once you get Zirah Shema, you can learn everything from each other. So what do you need? Zikenecha, Shofetecha. So comes the Gemara and says, you're right. New derasha. Elavav veshofetecha leminyana, which means the Gemara comes along and says, really, he does not learn gezerah shava. Which means, how do I know that they have to be miyuhadim? I know it from the word shofetecha, just like the Miyuda said. The Miyuda taught me that what shofetecha teaches me that they have to be miyuhadim. But what? The vav v'shofetecha leminyana. That the vav of the shofetecha, the extra vav comes and tells me what? That it has to be leminyana to teach me the amount of judges. V'rabbi Shimon vav lo mashma'ale. Which means like this. Let's read the bottom Rashi to get this last point. Elavav v'shofetecha leminyana. Kelomar lo gamir gezera shava. V'starich shofetecha lesane gedola k'Rabbi Shimon. Which means everybody has Rabbi Yehuda that says you have five judges. How do you know it have to be miyuhadim? Rabbi Yehuda knows it from the word v'shofetecha. Just like Rabbi Shimon. Vav de v'shofetecha derish Rabbi Yehuda leminyana. Navi od shtayim. So you have zekenecha two. V'shofetecha. The vav is two. And then embedi shakul is five. However, according to Rabbi Shimon, he says no. Zekenecha tu, shofetecha miyuhadim, vav lo darish. The vav himself is not doresh. So the maaseh comes out over here. We have a fantastic mahloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in how many judges have to be involved in the Eglah Arufah. Everybody says miyuhadim. They have to be from the Sanhedrin Gedolah of the Lishkat HaGazit of Yerushalayim. The Mahloket is what? If it is going to be three judges, that's Shitat Rabbi Shimon, or Kot Rabbi Yehuda, it is five judges. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.